Welcome to the Raw Food Health Empowerment Podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Salmon, certified integrative nutrition coach and brain health licensed trainer. And today we're going to be talking about quick and healthy meals for busy days. So let's talk about the challenge of time constraints and when it comes to comfort eating, okay? If you are a busy professional or somebody who has a full-time job and then you have a business on the side, you're doing other professional development things, right? Your calendar is super busy, yet you still have goals to release excess fat. I highly recommend you get clear on your number one goal and make that your priority. And if nutrition and health and self-care is not the number one goal at this stage of your life, because life is so busy, then make things easier for yourself. So let's say your goal is to release excess fat. Like I've mentioned in previous videos, intermittent fasting is a great tool for that. If you're in my group, the Raw Food Health Empowerment Circle on Facebook, it's a free group. I have a post in there on a variety of different fasting lengths to reach different goals. But at the bare minimum, like a circadian rhythm fasting is what I'm calling it, basically, where we eat in alignment with the sun based off of where we live, right? Because the sun is dictating the sun plays a huge role in our own circadian rhythm, because the sunlight rays are hitting the pineal gland and it's letting the brain and body know that it's day, okay? And when the sun is gone, the brain and body knows it's night. When we're on devices, it kind of messes things up because we're getting that blue light, which confuses our whole system. When we eat, we need to be eating in alignment with this. When we eat is just as important as how we eat, what we eat. And so this is what I'm calling circadian rhythm fasting. When you eat early in the day, allow time at night for your food to completely digest. If you're eating, depending on what you're eating, it may or may not completely digest, but you're giving your body enough time for the food to work its way through the digestive system before you lay down for sleep at night so you can have more restful sleep, right? This is what I consider circadian rhythm fasting. So you're eating your heavier meals in the day and you're eating during the sunlight hours, not eating during the night hours. And this is an easy way to, like, at the first bare minimum, release excess fat while you're busy, because you don't have to think about anything else except your cutoff. And you could set a reminder on your phone for that, right? I'm no longer eating at this time. This is my 8 hours of feasting, 16 hours of fasting. And then you go along from there, right? Another technique is just eating as many cruciferous vegetables as possible, swapping out the grains for the greens, and specifically cruciferous greens, because cruciferous greens are going to allow you to feel more full and more satiated, so that when it comes time for your fasting period, you are not starving, right? You feel full. Your body is still digesting that fiber. And then you just load up on your water during your fasting period, right? Because our body needs to be hydrated. Hydration is essential for the brain and the health of our kidneys. When it comes to comfort eating, I find comfort in eating foods, okay? But also non-food things. But in the beginning, food can be a good comfort. But you have to make smart choices with that and really be mindful. So it's if your thing is, okay, I'm stressed, so I need chips. What's in the chips? The chips is really like salt. So you want salt, in which case I would recommend you eat a whole meal, right? A full meal that's nicely seasoned with Celtic sea salt, with your coconut aminos, with your olives or artichokes, things that have a salty flavor. Maybe you do a nori wrap or something like that, and eat a lot of it. Eat a huge portion, a big meal, so you're actually full and satiated. This will negate the need for constant snacking, right? If you are craving cookies, Then instead, you have a smoothie bowl, eat whole fruits, right? Make yourself a raw vegan dessert like a brownie or a cheesecake or apple pie or something like this. And if you don't know how to do any of these things, you should be in my 21-day New Year meal prep challenge, okay? You need to get accustomed with how to prepare and create these healthier meals. So when you want to eat food for comfort, right, in the beginning, because food should be nourishment and not entertainment, but there, it's a journey to get there. So in the beginning, enjoy the food and have the food satiate you and just eat to satisfaction, which means you're eating in abundance and it's okay. These foods are rich in water and fiber, so you will release the excess fat effortlessly. It's going to be quite easy for you and a fun ride because you're enjoying the foods that you're eating. It's, you're not what they call white knuckling it, which you'll not see white knuckles here, but you're not going to push yourself through it. It's no determination or whatever. It's just, oh, okay, I have this craving and this is at home, because you're not bringing the unhealthy stuff home. If you bring the unhealthy stuff home, then that's when you are basically enabling yourself to fall off your quote unquote wagon, right? If the healthy track is what you're on, and yet you are purchasing unhealthy foods that you know are no good for you, they're triggering foods that lead you into more and more unhealthful habits, and you're bringing them into the home, you're setting yourself up for failure. So you need to be mindful of this stuff, right? There's a ton of recipes out there. And so you need to focus really on the mindset that's going to allow you to become the healthiest version of yourself that you're looking to become. Now, when it comes to busy days, right, I think the easiest thing, if you're someone who tends to lean on sweets, like I said, those raw vegan desserts, you make it on the weekend and it lasts the entire week. You have something that you can just grab and go and eat, consume. Smoothies are quick and easy to make. Salads, I know people can sometimes get bored with salads, but I don't see how come. If you're in my 21-day New Year meal prep challenge, these folks are not getting bored with salads because there's so much you can do with the dressing, right? There's so much you can do in dressings. You can batch prep. So you have that ready-made in advance. Now let's talk about energizing foods to beat fatigue. Raw foods are going to do that for you, right? Because starches tend to make us tired. I'm talking about grains, root vegetables. These things tend to make us really tired. Legumes can make us really tired, these cooked starches. But when you stick to raw foods, lots of water, right? This can be very energizing for us. Now, as you're planning your meals and embarking on this journey, keep all that stuff in mind. If you need accountability and support, then there's the 21-day New Year Meal Prep Challenge, which we're probably wrapping up around about now. But also I have my free group, the Raw Food Health Empowerment Circle, on Facebook. So you want to make sure you join us there for some support. And in order to get into the group, there is a questionnaire that you have to complete. Only if you complete that questionnaire or you're a paid client can you get into that group, right? We want to set realistic goals while we're on this health journey. And you probably already heard of SMART goals, but making the goal specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound goals will help to keep you on track. I know one of the earlier videos we talked about mapping out the life that you want for yourself, but you need to get really clear on what that looks like. It's not, oh, I just want to have, I don't know, what could the goal be? I want to be healthier. Okay, what does healthier look like for you? Healthier can look very different for different people. For me, healthier for me would look like stronger, more quality relationships, more deep friendships, more deep connections with people, real authentic connections. This is a health goal for me. And those more can get even more specific with an actual number. I want by the end of 2024, I have 3 new deep friendships that I can call, I can write their names, that these are people that I feel closer to, that I can talk to and call at any time, that, you know, 12 months ago, we weren't there. This is very specific and it's measurable, because by the time I reached that time frame, because a SMART goal is time bound, by the time I reach that time frame of the 12 months, I'll be able to say yes or no to this thing. Did I achieve it or not? And make sure it is achievable, right? You don't want to have a goal that's just too far out that when you don't get there, it's disappointing to you. And it makes you not want to ever embark on the journey of this, of SMART goal planning ever in the future again. So have it be somewhat realistic to you where you are right now, what makes sense right now. So some folks have a goal of they want to be like, let's say raw, but they are not even vegan yet. They haven't gotten off chicken yet. Being 100% raw and you're still eating chicken might not be a realistic time frame to be raw in 3 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Dependent on the mindset, which is why it's very specific to the person. I've seen a lot of people think they want to be 100% raw, but then they end up staying with the cooked, but they're able to go vegan. And folks who can do a quick turnaround. Me personally, when I decided to go vegan, it was a 2-week period of vegetarianism where I just allowed myself the opportunity to do maybe a cheese pizza or something like this. But it was like a 2-week period because really I wasn't into cheese and eggs like that. I wasn't a fan of eggs as a child, but I did make baked goods using eggs. At that time when I was in this transition, I wasn't baking at all. So it wasn't an issue for me to not do eggs. And with dairy, pizza was the thing. Cheese, I didn't like cheese, but I liked mozzarella. I liked pizza. I ate a lot of pizza as a child. And so that 2-week time frame of just allowing myself that, and then I was vegan ever since after that. Haven't looked back, haven't missed anything, because my mind was already made up. I was already convinced this was the best thing for me, my health, and my longevity, to avoid the pain and suffering I watched my grandma go through. Also for me to be prouder of myself. There were comments, there was a particular comment that was made by a woman that really triggered me and pushed me into that mindset of, no, this is my new identity, veganism. This is my new identity. And all of these things made it very easy for me to do a quick transition. But some people aren't there. Some people, they have the notion like, yeah, this is horrible what we're doing to the animals, but I still like to eat it. I still like the taste of it. And all these greens don't taste good. Like, the taste thing is a journey. It's a transition. But you have to be open to it. Find the joy in it. If you start off this whole, like, with the mindset, this whole process is going to be miserable, I don't even want to try, I think that's nasty, you're like, you already put up a wall to trying new things. And I understand, because I was like that as a child, okay? There are adults like this right now, but I was like that as a child, where I just swore I wouldn't like it. Avocados, I swore I wouldn't like. All the leafy green vegetables, I swore I wouldn't like. Water, I actually tried and knew I didn't like it. But in college, I pushed myself to get into the habit of drinking it, because I knew I didn't like it. But in pushing myself and coming up with a game plan to get myself to drink more water, because I felt like it was important for me to do, I thought it would be very helpful for my skin and how I looked, and possibly even my energy levels. But I remember being really impressed with a friend of mine who had really clear skin, and she didn't drink water. But I thought the only way that I could get to clear skin was water. And so I had a plan. I was away from the home a lot because I commuted to NYU back to Queens Village. For anybody who's familiar, it's a long trek. And so I spent most of my days on campus downtown, not downtown, but like in Greenwich Village in Manhattan. Since I was away from the home for long stretches of time and at home for short periods of time, my game plan was drink water when I'm outside the home and I could drink whatever I want when I'm inside the home. That's the compromise I made with myself. That helped me to then develop a taste for water. I started to actually like the taste of water. And then I was able to wean myself off of the refined sugars. I just set myself up. So it was more achievable and more realistic for me at the time. It's a goal I set for myself. And I think if you set it for yourself and you get honest with yourself, you will be more successful at the thing. So anyway, I hope this video has been helpful. I would love to hear in the comments below what ahas and insights have come to you over the past few videos we've done this month, and how are you progressing on your health goals for 2024? I can't wait to read your comments below.